We're listening to In Flames from the hard rock group Janice. Yes, you are listening to The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. The band formed and released their first studio album about 2 decades ago with a sound similar to the grunge era. Think Soundgarden. But life has a way of changing us, and bands, they too go through an evolution. Janice, you could say, is older and wiser, taking up social causes now with its music today. What questions do you have for David Scottney, the frontman of Janice? What do you think of bands that try to raise awareness or funding for social causes through their music? We're at 800-642-1234. David Scottney is a singer and songwriter for Janice. That is a rock group based in Chicago, toured with groups like Chevelle, Seven Dust, and Breaking Benjamin. He also runs pizzerias in Lake Geneva and one coming to Kenosha later this year. David, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Kate, thanks so much for having me.
Well, let's start with the first song you released under this new label called Music for Good. You covered the song Drive by the Cars, which is circa 1984. What attracted you to that particular song?
So it's interesting. It was very serendipitous how it all kind of came together. So I had been wanting to get back into that creative space of songwriting and singing and kind of reawakening just the creative side of my artistic side. And I was actually kind of going through a period of time where my family was really struggling to kind of rally around a family member that was struggling with bipolar disorder. And I didn't know anything about it. My family didn't really know anything about it. So we were kind of at the same time trying to understand it, support a family member with it. And at the time, I had heard that, the original version of the song, and I had the lyrics kind of piqued my curiosity. And there's really, really dark lines in that song. Who's going to hold you down when you scream? I mean, there's really dark stuff in that. And then so I just was intrigued by the song, and I looked and I watched the original video, and clearly that song's about mental health. And I didn't get that when I first heard it, and I don't think a lot of people know that that song's about mental health. So the time I had kind of realized that that song was all about that, I had this idea to kind of reimagine it as a rock tune, to kind of take an old sludgy keyboard-based 80s song and turn it into kind of a metal song, and that was really the challenge. And
let's take a listen. Oh my God, Dave, that's such a great cover.
And, oh, thanks.
You know, when you sent the email and you sent this and I listened, it is something so moving because the original song is so slow, yeah. So much slower, and it feels like our lives have gotten so much faster. And then with the music video, you are throwing all of these statistics very fast about bipolar disorder. What are you trying to get across there?
So what I wanted to try and do with the video, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that song being faster because it's actually the exact same tempo as
the
original. No, it's the exact same BPM and tempo. I just kind of leaned into kind of those 16th note accents and stuff to just try and make it feel like there's more energy to it. With the video particularly, and kind of with the formula that we've put together for these videos, every song that we're doing takes a long time because we produce a video with it, so that we really put a mission out there into the world. And with the actual messaging in the video, we wanted to surface statistics about bipolar disorder to really help bring awareness to the cause. So things that I wish I had someone had told me, or I was made aware of about the disorder, so that I was a little more prepared for how to support a family member. And so we try to sprinkle in anything that we do with statistics that people might not be aware of to try and educate people that might not have any idea of what it's really about.
We're discussing music from Janice frontman David Scottney with us. You can join in. What social causes do you hope would get more attention through music? Which issues do you want to hear more songs about? We're at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. So Janice released a couple albums before your group's hiatus, Red Right Return in 2009 and Nox Aris in 2012. How are you approaching music differently now under a new label?
So those two records were so the songwriting process is entirely different. So the way that we used to work and the way that a lot of those songs were put together, there was a guitar player, his name is Mike Taransky, that basically wrote all of those songs. And the process would start with an idea from him or a demo or a sketch of something, and then I would craft lyrics to that. And melodies to that, and sometimes we were successful. Sometimes it wouldn't go anywhere. Wouldn't make the record. Now I've studied songwriting and some music theory, and I'm putting together all the music on my own for this particular project. And it really all starts from a very different place. It starts with a cause or a purpose that I'm inspired by. And then from there, that really inspires lyrics and typically a melody or a chorus. And none of it is written to music. It's all just melodies that kind of happen in my head. And then from there, I deconstruct what key that melody is in, or I'll play with the key, shift it up or down, and then I'll write the music at last, actually. So it's totally the opposite way that we used to work. And it's been really exciting to kind of write music that way, because then it truly becomes about what voices am I hearing? What is this cause particularly inspiring?
And you have like a process and a purpose then, like the steps unfold to you quite naturally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all driven by the cause and the purpose. So Stolen Sisters, which is the new song, you know, a fan and a friend on Facebook sent me a link to an article about missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. And I just was so moved by that article. It brought me to tears and brought me to... It just inspired me to basically write at the moment, sing that chorus. Just kind of came out, this whole idea of giving these girls and women a voice that don't have one.
And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But I want to like set up the contrast here and play a little from Eyesore, one of your really popular songs, and then we can kind of hear that contrast. Okay, so quite a bit different here.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think Stolen Sisters is a heavier tune. I think people are going to associate it with kind of the heavier sound of Janice. And a lot of the newer stuff they're working on now is even heavier. So
we're talking with singer-songwriter David Scottney is here with his new music from the band Janice. What social causes do you hope would get more attention through music? Which issues do you want to hear more songs about? Did you see Janice when the band was touring? Do you have a favorite song or a memory from their concerts? We're at 800-642-1234. We're going to hear more of Janice covering Drive by the Cars. Back in a moment here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the music of Janice and giving it a listen here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is the song Stains from the group's 2012 album Nox Aris. Frontman David Scottney is here talking about the band's new mission and his creative pursuits, singing, songwriting, making pizzas at his restaurant in Lake Geneva. What do you think of bands that try to raise awareness or funding for social causes through their music? How important are the lyrics when you're listening to music? Join in 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Let's take a call now. Lisa is joining us from Janesville. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, I would really like to see more songs addressing a crisis that we have with a significant number of people with mental health issues who slip through the cracks and end up placed in our prison system and our jails. That's an issue we've been struggling with our family for 25 years with a brother who we cannot get help for, who has severe mental health issues, and he's regularly in prison or jail.
Lisa, thank you so much for the call. David, another important issue to rally around.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the first song that we put out, you know, was a Drive cover, and it was about bipolar disorder. And I was inspired to do it because my family has been rallying around a family member for 20 plus years with severe, severe bipolar disorder, non-functioning disorder, and certainly in trouble with the law. So it's a cause that touches deep, very deeply for me. And you know, I'm hopeful to do even more songs about other types of mental illness, so that we can address kind of have a bigger national conversation about it, and really provide better support, better awareness, and hopefully save some more lives.
Well, let's hear some from your new song, Stolen Sisters. And this is an original song. Let's take a listen. So this is about missing and murdered Indigenous women at a time you were working on a new song to raise awareness on this issue. What are you trying to get at here?
So I had mentioned that this was a cause that was and thank you for reaching out to folks listening to offer ideas for other causes, because we are actively asking people to on Facebook or Instagram to share with us stuff that they're passionate about. Because we're always looking for new ideas. With this particular song, a friend and fan had sent me this article, and I had read about these missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls, and just was inspired by the idea of elevating their voices, of addressing some of the challenges that the Indigenous community has around trying to deal with this social kind of epidemic that they're struggling with. And you know, the more I learned about it, the more I realized that I had no idea how bad this was, or how disproportionately the women in the Indigenous community are affected by violence and whatnot. And there really isn't, even once we started researching on the cause, there really isn't great data out there, because the government has done such a poor job kind of keeping track of this. And because of the jurisdiction laws, too, if something happens to a tribal member in the Indigenous community, it's just mired in a horrible process where it can't really be addressed locally or even at a state level. It falls under federal jurisdiction and oftentimes just gets overlooked. So I really love the idea of bringing this statistic to light, shining a light on it. We're working with Sovereign Bodies Institute, a woman named Anita Lucchese, who's just a force of nature who's working on this cause for this movement. All the profits and proceeds for this song are being donated to her non-for-profit to help with this cause. So yeah, we hope for people who don't know about this or aren't aware of this social challenge, that they get inspired by the song, they learn about it, they do a little more research, and they get fired up like we are about trying to raise awareness.
Let's take another call. Richard in Eau Claire is here. Hi, Richard.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, so two, ideas for a for songs. One is the whole concern of human trafficking. I know when the when the Super Bowl was in the Twin Cities, there was a big issue about human trafficking in Eau Claire, targeting young women. But then another one is just the idea of work is good, because I think we have an aversion to work in this country, and maybe even a thought that hard work is even better than just work. I'd like to hear your thoughts.
Thanks, Richard. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that those are both amazing ideas. Thank you for bringing them up. Human trafficking is a small part of the missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls issue. The more we kind of researched that, we found out that it's mostly tied to violence, domestic violence. I'm certainly aware of that being a huge, huge major issue and something that's, it's horrific that it's as bad as it is. I'd love to learn more about it, and I'd love to sink my teeth into, how we can kind of shine a light on that as well. And I love your hard work is good idea too. I feel the same way. I feel like the kind of collective work ethic, especially with these young kids these days, there's something awesome about that idea of kind of celebrating kind of just good hard work ethic.
Let's go to Francisco now in Sister Bay. Hi, Francisco.
Good morning. I have a comment for this young man that he would never hear from anybody else. What do they have in common? George Washington, Jefferson, Franklin, Jackson, all the hero, all the soldiers, the Indian killers in America, Buffalo Bill, and all kind, Jesse James.
Francisco is looking for songs dedicated to more heroes, as I understand. Do you think about, thinking about songs and writing them around people and around a person?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a really compelling idea. I haven't kind of wrapped my head around one particular kind of hero to tell a story around yet, mm-hmm. but I think it's a really, really interesting topic.
Would the band go on tour again?
that question seems to pop up quite a bit.
Yeah.
Right now we're not planning on it. Right now we're really focused on producing these songs, and it's the difference between what we're doing now and what we did before. It was all about Janice before, and it was all about our music career and getting out there to tour and trying to get the band as successful as possible. Right now, this mission is really about. It's not about me. It's not about these. It's not about the band itself. It's really about these causes. So, and you can see that in the songwriting too. The songs on the old records are very introspective, very self-reflective, whereas these songs are just the opposite. They really have nothing to do with me almost. They're really focused on a cause and a purpose. No plan a tour lately, but we are working on more music, more videos, more causes. So the advocacy stuff is really our tour schedule right now.
How did you approach putting music behind Stolen Sisters and what it would sound like?
That's a great question. So that's been my biggest challenge over the last year or so, to really teach myself kind of songwriting. I spent some time with a music theory teacher. I worked with this amazing producer, engineer, Chris Granger, songwriter, producer, engineer, down in Nashville on the first version of Stolen Sisters, which got to a really great place. And I had kind of written it in the key of D minor, and it was 4 minutes long, and just wasn't quite happy with the music, the songwriting aspect. So we ended up very serendipitously getting in touch with David Bendith, who has worked with Breaking Benjamin and just tons of other platinum selling artists, and he's one of the best rock producers on the planet, in my opinion. And we were fortunate enough to spend some time, 6 days with him, re-engineering the whole song. And he really ripped the song down to the studs. We dropped it a semitone down to C sharp, and he kind of put me through what we call Bendith Bandcamp, where you're just kind of pushed into the wall in terms of your pulling out the best in you. And that was one of the most life-changing musical experiences I've ever had in my career.
You also put a call out for people to get involved in making the video. You asked people to record themselves saying, hear their voice.
Yes. And that's the way the video starts, actually. It's unique to just the video, so which was really cool. We actually involved friends and fans to I love the idea of simulating a protest. Because that's really what this song is about. It's really a good old-fashioned kind of protest song. You know, when I think of, like, Four Dead in Ohio, right? Neil Young going way back. Like, that's a protest song, and that's really the spirit of what this is about. And so we did. We had, and we actually collected layers and layers of voices, and it really sounds like a good old-fashioned protest song.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
David Scottney, singer-songwriter for Janice, a rock group producing music for social causes. Coming up, Attorney General Josh Call joins us to discuss his first year in office. Here's a little more from the Janice single, Stolen Sisters, set for release tomorrow. Back after a news update here on the Ideas Network.